Musician John Prine passed away earlier this month due to COVID-19. The music world lost a giant, a composer, recording artist, and performer whose humor and values were seamlessly interlaced in his original folk melodies. Contributor Megan Schultz takes a similarly amusing musical approach in reflecting on her current circumstances, staying at home with her children during this pandemic. Here she is with her homage to John Prine's song, In Spite of Ourselves. Her essay is called In Spite of Themselves.
This is going out to all the stay-at-home parents, which is pretty much all of us now. And also a tribute to John Prine. So, I love this song. If you don't know this, the real version of this song, definitely check it out with Iris DeMent and John Prine. And, enjoy this version.
For three straight weeks, you know it ain't been sunny. The kids all say that my food tastes funny. Won't eat toast unless it's smothered with honey. They've got more juice than the Energizer Bunny. But they're my babies and I love them like crazy. But sometimes I'd like to let them go. They ain't seen friends in a month of Sundays. They're getting so bored they start to sniff each other's undies. We're not doing much, hardly getting things done. But I'm breathing in farts like they're oxygen. They're my babies and I love them like crazy. But today I'd like to let them go. In spite of themselves, they'll end up sitting on my last nerve. Against all odds, I sure hope we survive. I might just knock their noses right off their sweet faces. I don't need nothing but a glass of wine. Tell me when it's five. They think my daily schedules are corny, but I hardly give myself time for coffee in the morning. They like screen time with their scrambled eggs. And I give in quick, they don't even have to beg. We don't do lickings, but sometimes I wanna kick them. And I wouldn't mind if they just go. They've got more balls than Giannis has sunky. They're big Nate weirdos and Pokemon junkies. The sweet as can be when the Kindle's at stake, but they turn into werewolves when I take it away. They're my babies, though they drive me crazy. I swear I'd never let them go. In spite of themselves, they'll end up sitting on my last nerve. Against all odds, I sure hope that we survive. I might just knock their noses right off their sweet faces. Don't need nothing but a glass of wine. Tell me when it's five. I don't need nothing but a glass of wine. Tell me when it's five.
Lake Effect contributor Megan Schultz is a writer and a mother who lives on Milwaukee's East Side. You can hear some of her other work at WUWM.com. And that's today's edition of the show. I'm Joy Powers. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Please join us again tomorrow at 10 for another edition of Lake Effect on listener-supported 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.